This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to
Will and Bibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Mr. Fab, in about a half hour, Pick Your Battles is about 45 minutes away. And we've got a quite a stunning little leaderboard this week, don't
we? We're hot as a show.
Yeah, we're quietly, like in the middle of the Warriors winning the championship, there's been like no talk, even amongst ourselves.
Right.
Which I think is usually the only talk, but anyway... There's been no talk about it, and we're all crushing it.
And you haven't even given out our special number, 1-800-BET-BET-BET, Dibs, Joe.
Kyle right now.
Yeah, call my message phone. We've won 78 picks in a row, all of them blowout games. Call my message phone, bet.
The first bet is free, the second bet it's $89.95. Call the number. You know, the first pick is always free, Mark.
89.95.
First pick is Kyle's, totally.
Yeah, first pick is
Oh, man.
We got a free pick coming up. Call my message phone. That pick is from Kyle. It's from Kyle. We wouldn't give you any real picks.
It's an emotional pick. It's an emotional hedge pick. It's an EHP. Call our message phone.
But if you got to pay for the picks that are in a different language from Dibs.
But those are wins.
Wins.
Azerbaijan in the goal. Goal and a half.
I can listen to that.
Although, shout out my Lightning yesterday.
Azerbaijan all day long.
My Ning with a nice win, yes. Tampa Bay on the money line. It was easy pickings. And I'm 3-0, by the way, for your Stanley Cup locks.
Oh, look at you.
1-800-PUCK-PUCK-PUCK.
Well, angry green check from me yesterday as I had the under 8 runs in the Giants-Braves game.
Oh, boy.
And I knew the whole game. Like, Ottoman game, they only had 3 runs in the game, but the wrong team got to 2. The Giants had base runners. I mean, gosh, it sounded like that guy on, the old Top Gun. You got bogeys like fireflies all over the sky. I mean, they had base runners all over the place, and they just, I mean, Austin Slater, he knocked one in, and outside of that, that was it. Like, there were so many times, just hit a fly ball. You just hit a fly ball, and you're going to win the game, and they couldn't do it.
No.
They could not do it. So, playoff vibes between the Braves and Giants yesterday. Good game, great performance by Logan Webb, but you got to hang the L. And we'll see what happens. They try again later on tonight.
Yeah, and a long way to go. And for me and the Giants, it's kind of like getting into that pool that doesn't have a heater. You start at the top step, and you try to get a little bit comfortable in the top step.
I like this.
Then you move down to that second step. Then you get to that third step where it's just below the waistline.
Uh-huh.
And then you finally, slowly plunge into the water. That's where I am with the Giants right now. I'm on the top step. I'm just getting used to the water.
I love that description, and maybe that's why I am the way I am about the Giants. I graduated from what you're talking about to decide that hurts more than just diving in.
The plunge.
I mean, even if I'm going into the Merced River, I'm telling you, I'm just like, oh, we're in Truckee? Just do it, dude. Like, we're out on the boat in Lake Tahoe. Do not dip your toe in and ease your way in. It just means we're going to have 7 minutes of pain. Go in, my young man, and take that breath away for 4 seconds.
Shout out Berlin.
And then it's good.
Yeah. We're another good Top here. Gun reference there would take my breath away. That was strong. Accidental yet efficient right there. Yeah. Your efficiency rating is going up. Your PER.
Where is the spot on your body where it really starts to go, right? When you're, walking down the stairs into the pool. Because for me, it's not that spot that you're thinking of.
No,
it's
it
not
is. That. No. Spadoni, if you would, please. What for am me, I thinking of right now? It's a dibber drop.
It's kind of a belly button thing.
I was in the pool!
No, no, it's my own voice. Two balls inside.
Is that it?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, that one.
Especially on a warm, dangly kind of afternoon.
Oh, you didn't need to use that word. That was
two cheeks outside.
That was over the top.
What, afternoon? A dangling baby. Go ahead, baby. It's an LL Cool J song, kind of.
And it's all brought to you
thank
by BMW
you.
Fairfield.
Appreciate now, that BMW Fairfield.
Fairfield
ball
Auto Mall.
And ball security.
They provide a luxurious, all-encompassing experience to address all your BMW needs, including seat warmers. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. That's BMWFairfield.com. Okay, so what do you think? 888-957-9570. What do you think they're going to say next? Steph Curry ran around and actually even tweeted that out yesterday as he sat there holding the trophy. I got this trophy. I got that trophy. I got the NBA championship. That's four. Got an NBA finals trophy. Got the rings. We got my wife. We got my kids. We got the bus. We got my teammates. We got over 500,000 fans. What are you going to say next?
That's a good question, but it's also a stupid question, if I may. Because
this is a great question, but this is a stupid question.
Yeah, that Zaza, came to me. America's opening act.
Incredible.
I don't know what was that walk down the parade route that he did a solid 45 minutes before the whole thing started. He just decided, we're just walking. We're going.
Yeah.
He Forrest Gumped the parade. He's like, we're doing it. And he got a lot of shout-outs because of
it. Yeah, first one through. I think he had a pre-parade assignment of some sort, maybe a media responsibility or something, but People were hungry for some action when Zaza walked down Market Street before the parade started. He was feted with quite an ovation.
Yes,
Zaza chants and the whole deal. But I think it is a good question, but it's also a stupid question.
It is a stupid question.
Because it's a good question. They're going to say something, but it's a stupid question because you got nothing to say,
right,
world. But what will they say? I mean, they have never won two in a row without Kevin Durant. So if that's one that they want to throw out, that to me is a stupid question. The whole one for the thumb notion. Yeah, so Steve Kerr, what, you need to win a 10th title as an NBA person?
Yeah.
Now, if Steve can't win 10 titles, you know what I mean? It's like, Steph, you're four. It's cute, but you can never compare yourself to Michael Jordan.
Coach, congratulations, and I guess if things go your way, we'll see you back here. One for the thumb, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't need one. I only got four fingers, so I'm good.
So now, thank you, Warriors.
It's never not funny. You know that, right?
But I didn't realize
it's
that.
It's never not funny.
The fact that the Warriors now have four means that that thing's going to get played into the ground.
Exactly. That is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. Yeah. Yeah. The double yeah from Coach Canepa.
Yeah. He did not know what to do with that. And then that just went a certain way. Yeah. We hadn't talked about that. Four rings for the Warriors does mean that we're playing that all year long.
No doubt.
Every time the Warriors win a game, you're going to hear it.
Coach, congratulations. And I guess if things go your way, we'll see you back here. One for the thumb, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't need one. I only got four fingers, so I'm good. Yeah.
Coach Roger Canepa, people. Central Catholic out of Modesto.
Oh, my gosh.
Quite a program down there in Motown.
By the way, I don't know. What happened next? What did you do?
I said, Steve Quiss. He's an L.A. guy. He was doing play-by-play. So I said, well, Steve, you heard it here first. Four fingers and four titles. Back to you, Steve.
Did you really say four fingers and four titles?
Something to that effect. Because I clearly was... You see on the video, I look right when he says that, you see me look down at his hand because he holds up his hand. He holds up his hand, and damn it, he doesn't have a thumb. He's only got four. So you see me on TV, look at his hand, make eye contact, look back at his hand. And it was a double take. Shout out In and Out, and then there was an awkward throwback to Steve, and Steve says, well, that's something I've never experienced in my career. Thank you, Dan. coming up, the Open Championship, you know, because we're doing four games at the Snub Hub Center, known as Home Depot, down at Carson.
Right.
So
he didn't count them out like Steph does, though. He didn't count one.
No, but he slowly pulls it up and shows me.
Yeah.
And you see my eyes go right to it, like, huh, but dad gummit? Holy cannoli. You've only got four, you know?
Oh, gosh. The holy cannoli thing was getting played. I was driving around with the kids yesterday, and for some reason, Abe locked into Clay Thompson going, holy cannoli. That was crazy. And he just couldn't get over. He's like, you guys haven't talked about this enough. He's just like, I can't get over that in that moment, Clay rocked a holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
Yeah, like, and that Lisa Salter's just like, she didn't know what to do. She was you with the four. She's like, holy cannoli.
Right.
What? Did you just rock a holy cannoli? So I think Clay Thompson, because of that comment, maybe for this upcoming year, with a new NFL season upon us here in a couple of months, maybe Clay supplants Kelly Stafford as the best. It was crazy on this show.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Give me Kelly and then give me Clay.
It was crazy.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
Yeah, I think Clay gets it from now on.
Yeah.
Holy cannoli. It was crazy every time the 49ers take over the Rams building.
And it works as just a holy cannoli or also the whole piece with the holy cannoli. This is crazy. They work individually and in concert. It's just, and I saw, by the way, a few people with signs yesterday. Holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli, this is crazy.
And there were some Aisha Can Cooks and some holy cannolis. The fans did a great job yesterday.
I think I even saw a Draymond Can Cook. Somebody took the Draymond shirt. And what did the Draymond shirt say? Draymond is a bee or
I think
whatever
so,
it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. And someone covered up the is a bee with Can Cook.
Perfect. Which works.
Which I don't know if that's true. But I would bet that he can. I bet that he can give it a try. He is a man about town.
Yeah, and he's sitting in a good spot with four championships and a popular podcast, and he's got a contract for next year, and then the year after that, he's got the most beloved player option, where you walk in, you knock in the boss's office, hey, Draymond, come on in. Oh, no, I don't need to stay. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I'll take your $26
million. Yes.
P.S. My back's not feeling great. See you in about April.
Exactly. And if you want any additional thoughts, just tune into my podcast.
Exactly.
About to go live.
The player option, Mark. How sweet that is.
Oh, man. Willard and Debs, 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. Here's what I'll say. Going back to the Steph question, what are they going to say next? Here's my bet on something that will die on the vine, but it's coming. And it's not the first time we've heard it, but I think they're going to try to push it further a little bit. And it'll be subtle with regard to the Celtics, because it was Robert Williams. You even heard, remember when the voice of the Celtics came on with us the day of game six. And he talked about Robert Williams and what this series would have looked like if Robert was 100%. Because he played, and he played well. But imagine what he would have played like if he was actually fully mobile. Because, my gosh, weren't you impressed with that guy? I thought he was fantastic. And I'm thinking, this is what he looks like when he's not healthy, as a shot blocker, as a passer, as a finisher around the rim. I thought he was tremendous. And so if he could have been even a bigger deal in this series, could that have changed the series? Maybe. So what I think people will start to say about Steph is, isn't it amazing how many times he's won, but how many times the good players on the other team get hurt? Okay, Bob, let's go through his career. Play the music, and here comes the graphic.
Right.
Kyrie and Kevin, and then Kawhi, and then Chris Paul, and then Ja Morant, and I'm skipping over some of them, you know, through the years. And that's always the story. When the Warriors don't win, it's because one of them had been hurt.
Right.
But I do. If somebody wanted to put together a little graphic and make a point, they could. So they will.
Yeah, and they will, and you can. And then at the end of it, when you look at four championships, if you really want to do your proper homework, which these people don't do that, the hot takers out there, and I'm not referring to our beloved Jake, because he's not a hot taker, certainly when it comes to this level of sports hatred. But you know, four championships supersedes the reality or the perception of you only got it because your players were injured. And you could look at every series for the past 50 years, and you could always find a road that was made easier by whatever you want to make as the narrative. Michael Jordan goes to play baseball. Houston wins back-to-back championships. So Hakeem Olajuwon is not a truly elite player because they wouldn't have gotten those championships if it wasn't for the fact that Michael Jordan left for a year and then came back and wore number 45 and really wasn't ready that year. And, you know, the Rockets were able to beat lesser competition, including the New York Knicks, who choked away a title, Patrick Ewing missing a bunny at the rim. So we can look at any championship and devalue it all we want. But ultimately, when you get four, to me, even that narrative can't hold water at this point.
Well, it's a great point because, quite frankly, I don't know when that's ever not been the case. Like, give me the season in any sport where injuries weren't a part of the story.
Right.
And what if is such a, I don't know, it's just such a weak phrase. It's such a weak phrase. You use what if when you're unable to do. That's how we use what if. We do that, I mean, in all aspects of life, right? I mean, how many meetings with the boss have you had? And if you do what if too many times, what's that boss going to say? There's the door. You got to go do stuff. So, and by the way, it's also taken apart the whole what if and the injury thing. It's like, look, if you did sneak through for one because all of this stuff played out in front of you.
Yeah. Shout out Toronto.
Four times, six finals in 8 years.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep playing. Well, the other good players, they keep getting hurt, or else none of this would have happened.
It's a checkbook championship, though, Mark, honestly. And, you know, that I think is another thing that's going to continue to be, like, what will they say next? Well, the only reason why you won, Steph, is because you have an owner who, you know, skirts the rules or stretches the cap or overspends. You know, you got another store-bought one. Even though this one we can't take it away from you because of Kevin Durant, we will take it away from you because, well, he was able to pay Andrew Wiggins to be your fourth best player. This one was basically a checkbook championship. I think that narrative will continue, especially if they give Jordan a big bag and they keep Kevon. That's what the haters are going to say. Well, they have an unfair advantage.
It's also something that we use for people when they don't look the way we want them to look. We heard it toward the end of the series. You know what? I think Jason Tatum is hurt. No. The Warriors played good defense. And even if Jason is limping around a little bit, I have no idea if Jason actually had something that was hurting him. And if he did, guess what? Join the club. Are you telling me that Steph's foot didn't hurt in that series? I know when Al Horford was laying on it, I know Steph was screaming and writhing around on the floor. I know that he was in some sort of a, it wasn't a boot, but whatever it was. I know he's limping around after the game in the post-game press conference. I know that. Everybody's got stuff that they're playing through and working through. Draymond Green's back doesn't hurt. Mary Babers Green saying, you have no idea how bad that injury actually was. Do we think that Klay Thompson, once he came back to the floor, never felt any pain that whole time? So we got to stop flying into the injury thing. Injuries are they're there no matter what, every single year in every single sport.
Right.
And the best teams, I mean, unless it's your quarterback, you know, if Mahomes gets hurt, if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, your season is over. But outside of that, I mean, even at that position, we have examples, Nick Foles, Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah.
We have examples where teams go, okay, we can still move the needle even with an injury.
Injuries are a part of the equation in all of sports, and that's ultimately what you have to deal with. And if you are unable to stay healthy, it's from more than just luck. And shout out Rick Celebrini, who is a part of a great medical staff. They all had their convertible cars
yesterday. Saw that go by yesterday.
We saw about four or five in a row. Drew Yoder was out there, and I wish I could name all the members of the medical staff, but they deserve a certain amount of credit because it's not just luck that guys stay healthy. We've all talked to Brandon Payne, Steph's personal coach, his guru, his trainer, a bazillion times, and he'll tell you about all the work Steph Curry puts in 12 months a year. It's not just to shoot around and lift the occasional weight. It's a great medical staff. It's a great training staff. It's a great work ethic. And yes, there is a certain amount of, quote, luck that goes into it. But the Warriors did have injuries. Their key defensive cog got mauled going to the hoop and missed 3 to 4 weeks. So it's not like they were, oh, they were so lucky to just skate by. No, it's hard work with a little bit of dash of luck.
You're around for sure. Didn't Damian Lee say to us yesterday when you were kind of like, yeah, we just have to kick back now. He's like, maybe a week, maybe two.
He almost told me to watch my mouth.
Yeah, you better wash it out and wash that mouth out with soap and confetti a little bit.
Wash that trick.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like they're
don't talk about that.
They're gonna get right to work.
Yeah.
Austin, Redwood City with Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Austin, thanks for calling. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm shopping at Target right now and getting a couple fans real quick for the house.
Gosh, such a great move to do that late morning. Gosh, Target is it's just pleasant right about now. Don't wait till everybody else gets
and
there.
And if it's a good fan, then you'll have yourself an oscillation sensation.
No, yes, sir. But look, check me out. Hey, check out this checkbook thing. Hey, I never heard nothing like that. But our players took pay cuts to get their players that they wanted. And also, is it a checkbook if LeBron wins titles in three different places? That checkbook, I don't know, man. But it seems like they still ain't trying to get awards. They flowers even in the NBA media. They still kind of sour that we got these titles. What do you guys think about that?
That's exactly what it is. Austin, you're spot on, and it's why I still walk away totally uncomfortable with what Brian Windhorst said last week, because he came on this station with Bonte and Butcher and tried to say, why are you guys upset? This is a compliment. I'm trying to say that aren't the Warriors great because they will have those resources and they'll use them, and good job, Joe Lacob. And I'm like, you don't get it. You don't get why that is so dismissive. And it was two reasons. One, it was personal to Andrew Wiggins, who steps into his best version of himself, and you immediately start talking about money. And the other side to it is that the Warriors for years, as the favorites, as having all of these great players, if they don't win, you point the finger and laugh and call them choke artists. And then when they do, you're essentially saying, well, it's not fair. So that's what you created, Brian. You said if it's a checkbook game, you're basically saying you're taking away from the accomplishment by saying this is just a matter of having more resources than everybody else.
But the resources still have to result in a championship. And you look at Brooklyn and that hot mess.
And the Lakers.
The Lakers was going to be my
next
one.
Those are checkbook teams too.
Those are some resources you have. And, you know, you look at a Memphis team that did it primarily by drafting guys. At some point, they're going to have to pay all of them. So if they want to remain relevant in the Western Conference, they're going to have to become a, quote, checkbook team. The only thing that is a true inequity, and this is in all of pro sports, is that the bigger cities and the bigger markets have an inherent advantage in that players want to be there for secondary and tertiary income reasons, as opposed to a smaller market where you don't have the same sort of fiscal opportunities.
Absolutely. All right, Mr. Fab is, excuse me, on deck.
Hang in there.
I got this, sucker. I got this. Mr. Fab is ready to rock with us. Pick Your Battles looms. Soda Steiny and Goo, Willard and Dibbs. It's all brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo, and we ain't done yet on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Mr. Fab, man. The yellow bus rider, man. Sean T, the real king of slaps, man. Y'all better act like y'all know who he is, man. Let me give y'all one-on-one on how to ghost ride.
Yep. The streets now. Oh, let's go. This party is not quite over yet. We got to unwind from this thing. The confetti still being cleaned up off of Market Street. The Warriors had a parade, y'all. Four championships in the bag now. And, of course, one of the people who had a Q rating of his own out there yesterday for sure, the great Mr. Fab, who joins us right now live on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Mr. Fab, what's cooking, man? How are you?
What's up, family? Man, I'm chilling, man. Getting this confetti out of my clothes, man. You know, enjoying myself.
I had it in my backpack, in seriously, my pockets. That thing was everywhere.
Oh, man, it was a confetti party, man. We had a great time. The energy was excellent. It was top. It was paramount, man, to watch all of those people come out, man, no problems. And just enjoy it, man, the festivity, man, the way to kick off the summer. It was great, great, great day.
Take us through your day, man. Where'd you go? Who'd you see? What'd you do?
Well, in the morning, it was horrible for me getting up that early coming from to get to the city. I was like, oh, my God. And the Uber kept playing. I wasn't going to drive to the city, man. The Uber canceled on me about 3 times. But I eventually got to the city, got to the post. And it was cool, man, just watching it build. Like, we were there 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, watching it build, and then to see where it ended up at was amazing. To watch the players come out, man, we did some stuff. Who came to the podium with us? GP2, Steph, Dre, S-Dot, and a couple other players came out, man. But just the on the platform, me, Darrell Wright, Blake Anderson and Laura, man, we had a great time. The energy, the Litty Committee, the Lit Squad is what we tokened ourselves as, man. And it was really dope, man. It was dope, man. No lie, man. That was something that I'm gonna sit back and look at. I was watching it this morning on TV. I was like, yo, Mama, I'm on TV.
You guys were the show late in the parade route, and Laura told the story earlier. We had her on about an hour ago about you jumping down and basically grabbing Steph and bringing him up. That must have been a pretty cool moment to be able to get the chef, the goat, and get him on TV with you.
It was like, because he was walking past, so like we were keying on people looking up at the podium to see us, and then us flagging them on. And unfortunately, it was so many people around Steph that he didn't even notice. He didn't notice our station. So I was just like, I had a chance, man. I Clark Kent or Superman. You want to stay Clark Kent or go be Superman? So I turned into Superman, man. I transformed. I took all the mics off, and I ran in the crowd. And I did the smart thing. I tapped the security guard. His security guard was like, hey, tell him come here. And that was the inside. That was the inside. Steph looked, saw it was me. And I'm like, come on. He came back almost it was a distance, too. It was nice. It was a nice little distance to turn around. But when he turned around, it was like a school of fish. All you saw was all of the people, hundreds of people just turned back around. And he came up there, man, and he dropped it almost went viral, man. It went viral, really. The mic drop, man. The mic drop was amazing. But to see Steph in pure form, unadulterated Stephen Curry, man, it's him being up there feeling free to be expressive as he possibly wanted to be. That's something that we haven't got a chance to see yet. And it started with the emotional release after winning the championship, of him releasing some tears and him just being not worried about the vulnerability that he's been showing. But that just goes to show the character of the champion and why we love the guy that he's grown to become.
Mr. Fab with us here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. You said something early that I want to circle back to, and you just said no problems. And you're used to being around crowds, shows, things like that. And I wonder, you know, it's been tough the last 5, maybe even 10 years to find a spot where everybody seems to be kind of on the same page and happy, and there are no problems. What's your perspective on that in terms of how you felt yesterday?
I just want to say good job, Bay Area. In my Larry June voice, man, good job, Bay Area, because what happens of lately, man, you know, when the economic woes go through in the areas that we come from, man, you know, the crime rises. And unfortunately, when people see festivals and things like that, that's an opportunity to, you know, to come up and do things, man. But, hey, it was no problems, man. And that was, you know, my anxiety was through the roof. I'm not going to lie to you. When I stepped out there and I saw as it began to form and everything began to get big and watching it just, you know, gradually grow, I was like, oh, man, I'm seeing all the different energies and different things. But, hey, man, by the grace of God, man, the people were on their best behavior and there were no problems. It wasn't even any signs of negativity. It was just all a beautiful aura, man. And that's what winning does. And that winning aura kind of overwhelmed the whole people, and it was graceful, and there was nothing distasteful to talk about the parade, man. I would have loved to see the players talk at the end for the public's consumption, so they would have got a chance to see some of the players and talk to them and make it a little more personal. But if I would have to say anything about it, that would be the only thing from the opposite side of positive. But other than that, man, the energy was great. the businesses that were in San Francisco and along the Bay Area, they were able to be productive, and it was opulent for several businesses. It brought more money to the city, and economically, man, I think it was a plus, man. It was great, man. Bart said they had over 150,000 riders that day. So when you win, the economy flourishes, and everybody wins. Everybody eats. And, I mean, what better way to that, man, if someone can feed their family and still be excited at the end of the day. So I had a fun time all around.
Yeah, it was incredible, Fabby. Mr. Fab here with Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Mark made a great point earlier about how much we love this team. And is it because of the fact that they're really reflective of the Bay? JTA from the 95th, GP2, son of an Oakland legend, Steph and Clay and Draymond and Kevon have been here forever. Do you feel a connection to this team unlike any other team previously?
I think this team is the resilience that this team in particular has shown. The forming of it, to watch the stories. Everyone has an individual story that can actually be a 30 for 30 on its own. To watch Loon, we'll start at Loon. Loon coming off the hip surgeries where he wasn't projected to be much, and him go out and show what he did today, playing 104 games, which is incredible, man. His durability out there looking like Cal Ripken. Then you go to watch Steph after all of those ankle injuries. Clay coming off the devastating injury that people was alluded that it would be career ending.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Emotional roller coaster that Draymond has taken everyone on, and people not knowing if he'd be mentally fit to be able to, you know, carry out what he's been able to do, and the doubt and all the stuff that he goes through, the Jordan Poole of him coming together and being in the shadows for so long, the GP2 of him, five different teams. You know, he actually applied for like a videographer position this year, man, and ended up making the team. So he was almost at the end of his basketball dreams of giving it up, and him coming out and putting himself in the contention to actually go for an all defensive team in the near future. Man, there's so many stories. Every one of these individual players, man, can have their own 30 for 30 story. So you feel that connection. You feel that it's the possibility of this could be me. This is a story that is so relatable. And that's what the connection is. It's a Cinderella team almost it's just like, wow. It's like, wow, they really did it. They gave so much hope, so much it's just a wonderful feeling, man, to watch what that team exemplifies. And they are that. They are the epitome of don't stop, go get it, go grind, and dreams do come true.
Well said, Mr. Fab, and great job yesterday. What you did both on air and off, bringing the energy. Really appreciate you hopping on today and sharing some more with us now.
Man, I look forward to seeing you guys, man. More and more, man. Let's continue to keep building. Football season is on the rise, man, coming soon. And so we'll be talking a little bit more, man. But until next time and until next year, man, let's keep that energy up. Let's stay focused. Let's stay going and keep, you know, keep air.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it until then. Thanks, Mr. Fab.
My guys.
There he goes, Mr. Fab, right here on Willard and Dibs. Trimark has been partnering with independent restaurateurs in Northern California for over 55 years. Trimark brings you innovative product solutions to help your hospitality business thrive. Visit TrimarkWest.com. Okay, Willard and Dibs, time for Pick Your Battles around the corner. We got Steiny and Goo around the corner. We got Rob Gronkowski announcing his retirement. ... Again.
Yeah.
... His agent Drew Rosenhaus also saying wouldn't be surprised if he's back by week 6.
Yeah, which is, I mean, load management in the NFL doing? Style.
Yeah, this is a retirement the way a boxer retires. Like, how many retirements does an average boxing great have in his career?
Usually between 3 and 5.
4, yeah, exactly. Not 6.
And if you're Gronk, you know that the GOAT would love to have you. If Tampa's sitting at 5-3 after week 9, coming off a bye.
Phone rings.
Exactly. It's an easy one for both parties.
All right, pick your battles next on Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I think the Cal Band played this yesterday.
And if they didn't, they should have.
Oh, yeah.
This was crazy.
Yeah, this should be played at every event ever.
All cocktail parties for sure.
That's it. Nothing in the world captures, hey, let's drink and get crazy, other than that tune right there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
Some people so hammered yesterday, they probably saw an eight-eyed monster at the bar.
They're like, why do you have seven eyes?
Totally. GP2, to me, was he was my personal MVP watching him. And I followed him for about 5 minutes of parade time where he would work the crowd on one side and then immediately burst to the other side, work it, and then crisscross back. I'd love to see his heat map on Market Street to see exactly where he was and what he got into.
He's the Capote, the greatest partier of all time.
He's up there.
Yeah, he did good. He did good.
On one sequence, I saw him work the crowd, and he runs by, and he's high-fiving everyone. He comes up to somebody with a bottle of, I think it was Hennessy. It was some brown liqueur.
Hennessy.
He grabs it, big tug, gives it back to the guy, picture, signs an autograph, comes up and sees, I think it was a British bulldog that somehow had made it over the barricade, comes up for a double, like a good 5 second rub, pet, and then pew, back out.
Pet, 1-800, Willard and Dibs, pet, totally. Pet. Oh, wait, no, that's bet.
Adopt a dog, 1-800, pet.
Call my message phone. I have dogs. Yeah, man, it was
the
great.
The first leash is free.
Can you
it's
imagine?
Like the opposite of a Sarah McLachlan commercial.
Exactly. Imagine what that fishbowl would have felt like for those guys yesterday. I mean, just, you know, a half to three quarters of a million of your favorite friends and all of that energy pointed directly toward you as you move through the streets at 1 mile an hour. I mean, man.
Right.
Gosh, there's no drug in the world that exists that does that.
It's one of the only times where you're doing something in a vehicle on a street where you actually want things to go slowly. And the fans
Good
and
point.
The players, I mean,
right.
That thing went for probably about 3.5 or 4 hours. I don't know when it actually concluded, but nobody was in a rush to go home. It's like, can we go slower than 1 mile an hour? Is it possible for us to make this thing last forever?
Mm. I wonder what, by the way, has anybody been by Market Street today? The one thing I have no idea about, because this crossed my mind as you're watching.
Yeah.
Because those blowers went on what? I mean, just over and
hours.
Over and over to the point where, and you guys all saw the pictures because we were down on the ground. If you're walking through that, you are walking through what felt like a full inch.
Easily.
A full, maybe even 2 inches of confetti.
Outside?
Outside. 2 inches outside, all over the ground. I mean, clean up on Isle Market Street.
Yeah.
How long did that take? Well, and is it still going?
And no, it started during Steiny and Goo because Steiny was like, all right, we're going to throw the Jordan Poole interview because we've got street sweepers going to work here. And that was about 2:30. I had gotten back in my car in Oakland off of BART. And so the cleanup, it happens early and it happens often.
I will tell you this. You'll love this story real quick because it did take me forever to get out. Right. So I walk back to the station. I get in the car and I got to head east. And I'm trying to find all my different ways just to get to all you get. The whole goal is get to Embarcadero. Not that Embarcadero was going to be fast, but that was going to be the route. Okay. And Waze kept sending me ways where I would get there. And it was just like, well, that's gridlocked. We're not getting anywhere. Okay. I tried, but go one block over, do it again. And you're in line and you see a bunch of cars do the turnaround.
Yeah.
Where they're like, I'm out. I'm like, okay, we're not getting there.
I'm out.
So I had to just keep going and going and going as far as I could. Not quite Bay Street, but as far as I could, the wrong direction to get to Embarcadero and work my way through. So this takes whatever it took, 45 minutes. Finally get up to the Bay Bridge. And you do the entrance, do the little whirl around.
Yeah.
Get up on the bridge. And right as I get up there, what's the first thing I see? 2 pieces of confetti. One gold and one blue.
Wow.
On the Bay Bridge. made it all the way up there. I was like, man, wouldn't you love to just be the bird and fly with those two pieces of confetti? I'd love to learn their story.
Yeah.
How did you get up here, little guys?
Right.
What are you doing here?
Might have come off a windshield. Maybe it got attached to a bird.
Exactly.
Maybe just the wind, because we actually saw, as our broadcast was being handed over to Steiny and Goo, the wind came up and there was a little tornado of confetti right by our mini stage.
Yep.
And it's like, this is hilarious right now. The amount of paper dedicated to it, but they couldn't fire those cannons enough for me.
No, they could not. You know what those two little pieces of confetti were thinking when they got up to the bridge? I don't know if we've picked the right battle. This is this does not feel safe.
No.
Cars are going very fast up here. Let's head back down to the water. And let's also pick our battles. I'm going to need a standings update to know what we're doing here, Spadone. What's the situation right now?
I am currently leading the group at a 6-1.
Wow, are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought by now I thought I'd be ahead.
No.
Jeez, are you still running hot?
Seriously, yeah.
Okay.
Three lost and then three in a row again. Looking to go for four tonight. Dibs and Willard, you guys are tied at 5-2.
Wow.
And then Kyle, boy.
Wow.
2-5. This is a stretch.
Oh, gosh.
This is a stretch for Kyle that might not be eclipsed, by
Wait
the way.
Wait a minute. Are we going to close?
It's closing time.
Close him out tonight.
I'm done.
I'm done.
He
needs three consecutive days of wins and losses by either you or me.
Right.
So we are all one green check away from a walk-off on a Wednesday.
It's a walk-off.
Wow. And I know today's Tuesday, but tomorrow when we come in, we might walk him off.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a shame because he bought the bonus box of donuts.
He did.
So
he did.
If, in fact, he does lose, I got five on it.
Then
shout
we'll
out Looney's.
Make him purchase again. Anyway,
wow.
So Kyle's pick is what?
Padres money line versus the Diamondbacks. Good matchup today pitching-wise. It's Davies v. Minaya down in Arizona.
Okay, so he's going to go Padres, and you said money line.
Correct.
So they just need to win? Is that
Indeed.
Correct? Okay, Padres just need to win. I'll skippity hop over to Atlanta and do something Giants related. Did you hear that this is going to be the return of, come on, say it like it's a pasta now, Anthony
DeSclafani.
Hey, Gabagoo, what are you doing? Last time you pitched, you look really, really bad, huh? So how about if you don't look so bad? The line thinks he's going to look really bad. I can take the Giants on the run line. I'm getting 1.5. It's only at -136. I'm getting a run and a half. So give me the Giants +1.5 in their game against the Braves tonight.
I like it. Well,
good turn, buddy.
Yeah, and I'm going to go from wooden bats to metal bats, Mark, because we got an elimination.
Sensation.
Game. But yeah, cha-ching!
Cha-ching!
Auburn knocked off Stanford yesterday. The Cardinal are out, but Auburn has been beset by the stomach flu. 8 players inside their hotel bathroom. They're battered. They're beleaguered.
Wow.
They just won their first ever College World Series game. They're going up against Arkansas. I like the under, Mark. 13.5 Omaha. We're playing the under. First pitch at 4 o'clock from Omaha.
Okay. That is an intricate selection by the great Dan Dibley, which is no surprise. And now, take me to your leader. It's Joey Spadone.
All right. Quick side note from Goo. He's got Texas A&M, whatever that means.
Okay.
So that was per Guru.
They're playing right now.
Okay.
Texas A&M.
We're going Dodgers on the road in Cincinnati. Taking the Dodgers run line. This seems like a no-brainer. -1.5.
Okay. All right. Who's pitching tonight for the...
Gonsolin.
Good, Tony Gonsolin. Okay. All right.
The Reds.
It's somebody. Yeah, there's somebody pitching. Nobody's heard of that person. All right. There it is. That's Pick Your Battles for a Tuesday.
A&M Notre Dame, by the way, scoreless in the third. As we bring Goo in.
You just have him straight up, Goo? Just straight
money
up?
Money line +120.
Oh, +120. Money
no
line.
Scores, okay. That ain't bad news.
Yeah. You'll take it. Okay. And Steiny is here as well. Both of you, it appears, have stopped sweating. Congratulations to both of you. That got hot out there yesterday, but you guys, you weathered the storm.
Listen, you guys know I got Texas roots in my blood. I'm a deer hunter. I've been hot. That was hot. And I don't want to tell on myself. Snitches get stitches. Last Thursday at Keysar Pub, we had a great time. The fans were phenomenal. I think I was a bit, at my age, a little irresponsible. And I think the weather gods made me pay for what I did last Thursday to put me in that sun. We were like hot links.
Oh, yeah. You put the headset on.
Oh, my goodness.
And it just, that
couple
sun.
Of
the sun peeked over that building like it was a sniper. Like it just peeked over the building and it looked right at our broadcast site. And it was like,
Bonte Shasky starts the morning. They got the coats on, the Parker jackets. I'm like, we're good. I said, Steiny, oh, my boy.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.